With the Weekly Wrap, I'm Louis Zacca. Malcolm Turnbull has kicked off his advertising campaign for Sydney's Central Station expansion. Turnbull has reportedly been promised one free train ride every time he says their code word.
That will be the government's economic platform, the government's tax platform. There may be other proposals raised or platform, you know, planks in an election platform.
The Medical Association of Australia is investigating how the latest release from Nickelback has breached quarantine. Dr. Anthony Richards says it's very easy to spot someone who has recently listened to Nickelback.
It usually presents as fever, abdominal pain and cramps and diarrhea, and the consumer's being careful about how it is being disseminated and what we can do to prevent it in future.
New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has implemented a statewide lockout of New South Wales bunk beds after a report has revealed that more people have died falling out of bed than in alcohol-fuelled violence. Top bunk rights activist Liam Howard says people need to take care as to not ruin it for everyone else.
Our message is just for everyone to obviously just take care of themselves and to really take the time to assess their condition. If they have any doubt whatsoever about their abilities, that's not to head out. So it would be great if people could really look out for themselves and for others as well.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has apologised for a sex tape featuring Gina Rinehart and Clive Palmer being leaked to the US media.
Australia unreservedly condemns this latest provocative act. It's dangerous, it's destabilising, it's adding to the tensions, and it's not only a threat to regional peace, it's a threat to the globe. And this idea is quite frankly ridiculous.
And in sport, we apologise for earlier saying that Parramatta won the final of the Auckland Nines. They actually took out the grand final of the Taree Under Nines. Coach Brad Arthur says switching leagues has reaped rewards.
The fans are very passionate and loyal, and they've been patient. No, it's a different format, but we've come away and we really wanted to aim up defensively. We haven't been known for that.
That's the Weekly Wrap. I'm Louis Zacca.